Pacific Tower is that 14-story brownish-red former hospital that you can't miss if you're stuck on I-5 south of downtown Seattle. It's now empty. The state of Washington has signed a letter of intent to lease it for a community college healthcare training program designed to fulfill demand created by Obamacare. Internal documents peg the total cost of that lease, including utilities and maintenance, at more than $270 million over 30 years. It's not a good value for taxpayers, says Senate Majority Leader Rodney Thom, a Democrat aligned with Republicans.
You had a very sophisticated operator, Wright Runstedt, that couldn't make that building work. And to think that the state can come in there and make it work, it just makes no sense.
Wright Runstedt lost its lease on the building after it couldn't find a replacement for Amazon.com and missed a lease payment. Democratic Speaker of the House Frank Chop has been a key champion of the plan for the state to take over Pacific Tower. He was traveling and unavailable, but fellow House Democrat Jamie Peterson says he thinks the lease pencils out, especially since the rent money would go to a development authority whose primary mission is to fund low-income health care.
Where it really becomes a win-win-win is that you're getting a pretty good deal on a great building, you're using the building to a great effect, and all of the rent from the lease is going to help people get health care.
Washington State is currently in the midst of a 90-day due diligence review of the proposed 30-year lease. State officials caution the $250 million cost projection is very preliminary. Also, the state would hope to offset at least half that cost by subletting space in Pacific Tower to other tenants. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.